Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Then I see you on Instagram post a picture.
Yeah, I did post a picture on Instagram.
Okay,
today.
It's Kellen looking like a badass, quite frankly.
In his football uniform.
I don't like it's Floyd Central, but again, you're uppity. And then I dropped my phone. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because I looked at it, then I dropped my phone.
And James Strebel.
Why?
What number is your son?
45. No. Hold on a second.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, it's a big one tonight. Reds and Pirates. Down to the last few games, I think, for the old Red Legs on ESPN Louisville. 6:05 pregame. Catch it right here on ESPN 680 105.7. A reminder tonight on 93.9 The Ville, the Scott Satterfield Show beginning at 7 o'clock on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. 437-9680 as always, 4 o'clock hour presented by RGB, Red, Green, Blue, RGB Home Theaters. They'll be around here, I don't know, maybe like Thursday or so.
That's what you said.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
I won't be able to see the new TVs until next week, since we'll be on remote Thursday and Friday.
We will be at the Winter Circle in Clarksville.
That's going to be great.
That is going to be great.
Yeah.
So we'll be out there. Strebel's going to make a huge bet of some kind. You know,
we'll see. I don't know.
I had one of those weekends where you pull a few dollars out of the account.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Cowboys last night, Richie James over, both of which I gave on the air.
Yeah.
Both of which I gave on the air for the Giants.
A little unbuckle.
Richie James is the guy that took Wandale Robinson's spot. Who's a bust.
He's hurt.
he's already a bust. The James Strebel in Jersey thinks he's a bust already.
Well, maybe. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
They wasted the second round pick on that bum?
Yeah. He's too small.
Yeah, I know.
I can hear it.
This is why you don't get people from Kentucky. You gotta get it from the name brand. Yes.
So we have that. What were we talking about? Winter Circle.
Winter Circle, we'll be there.
That was a good weekend for me. Good weekend.
Well, there you go. Congratulations there.
Which means the next weekend will be horrific. I'll lose money beginning on Thursday, and then we'll be good to go. And then we'll be at the Evergreen Fern Creek location coming up on Friday. They're giving away Colts tickets, like Steelers tickets. They're giving away NFL tickets.
That's awesome.
On Friday. So we'll be helping them out. I guess, do we do this now, Jack? Jack doesn't even know.
What?
Well, but the text that Blank sent last night.
Blank?
The text that the Blanket Baker sent last night. The sheriff got
you. Oh, is it the sheriff or are you talking about Mitch?
No, the sheriff got you last night in fantasy football.
Oh, he did. He caught me. Yeah. No, he did.
He brought it up this morning.
Did he bring it up? Okay, so I didn't hear that exact part. Well, good. He should have.
He should have. No, it was my fault.
I didn't catch it.
No.
I didn't catch it.
I was waiting for you to bring it up yesterday.
I had no idea.
It was a full 2 days, Strebel.
I thought I got away. Because I always check my fantasy football line, like set my lineup in the morning. thing. Like, I always said it, and somehow I missed Hunter Renfrow being out. I completely missed it. And so I went the entire day.
I
checked back later. I was like, oh, bleep. I was like, I screwed up here. So I'm waiting for you to text me. I'm waiting for Process to text me. I'm waiting for you to bring it up on the show yesterday. It's like, they're going to kill me. I'm going to be beheaded like Biscuit was. I was going to be, this was going to happen. And so last night, I'm on my way home. I turn off the van. I get out, and there's Blankenbaker.
Sheriff, gotcha.
He got a screenshot of Hunter Renfrow in my lineup, which I didn't change. And then we're all laughing because he's like, I'm going to call Process. And I made the joke like, oh, go ahead and call him. He's not going to answer the phone. He's tied to the news desk.
Right.
He's chained to,
he can't do anything.
5 seconds later, you didn't set your line up. I was like, Oh, boy. So I don't know if someone alerted Process or what, but
no, Blank did. He narked on you.
Yeah, no, he narked on me.
He paddled on you. Of course he did.
Yeah, that's what Blank is, a sheriff. So, you know, naturally he's going to narc. That's what he does. He narks.
That's what happened.
And so I tested Process like, that's my bad. I know I did it. I thought I got away with it, but I didn't. He's like, you know, it's a 1-year ban if you do it again. I was like, yes, I'm well aware. It will not happen again the rest of the season.
My problem is this league I check the least, but you wake up and set your lineup, and that's when you set your lineup?
Well, then I do it, like, I check it again throughout the day. I just missed it.
You don't grind over it, you know, up until kickoff?
I do a little bit.
You're not checking matchups and analyzing. I mean, like that's, no. Oh, it's like another job.
I look and see.
I've lost 1 week, and it's because of you, Cam Akers. 1 week, otherwise I'd be perfect.
This is my only week I lost, and it was because I screwed up and didn't get Hunter Renfrow out of my lineup.
So, well, I mean,
I'm 2-1.
No, I mean, you lost by, I mean, I beat you by.
What, 17?
No, Streetball. I beat you by 35.
35, okay. So that's just worse than I thought. Okay.
So, I ran the backups out there on you.
I'm amazed I'm 2-1. Because, no, up until that point,
that's fantastic.
I've been very, like, I've been locked on it. I've been doing a good job. And I picked up some waiver wire guys and done some things. My other league, I'm 3-0. So, but that was my first loss.
So, what do we do here? I mean, there's no punishment. It's a second time.
First time you get a pass, second time it's a 1-year ban.
I thought it was a fine for the first time.
He didn't mention a fine.
Is it a fine?
I'll pay the fine. Yeah.
Wait, is there a fine? Do we need to reach out to
Process? Process.
Yeah. Well, no, we don't want you asking Process.
Why not?
No.
I'll be honest.
No.
I'll ask him.
No, we don't want that. Here, okay. Let's go ahead and I mean, you're the one that's on trial here, not me.
That's fine. I can take the fine.
And then the other thing in this made me happy. Last night, Jack, at like, oh, I don't know, what time did Mitch crawl out of
like
his hole last night?
9:30 or something like that.
I'm looking
that.
At it right now. At 8:38,
okay,
Jack.
Okay, it was later, yeah.
We get a text from Mitchell Hannigan. And this is only something that's going at Cerebral.
Yeah, because that's all he texts about.
That's all
he
does.
Going at me for whatever reason. I got a problem. I've always been nice to Mitch. But he, for whatever reason...
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go at Streeble all the time, which 90% of the time I just ignore him, which is whatever. But I don't know.
Which is what everyone else does.
But most people do. But like for whatever reason, he's obsessed with me. So go ahead.
Streeble follows DeSantis's, what's his first name?
Ron.
Ron DeSantis's wife.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Yeah. I don't know why that's so funny.
Casey DeSantis, Jack.
Yeah.
Well, you don't understand why that's funny?
No.
Okay. You're just being obstinate today.
I'm not being obstinate today.
You
why
don't
is
understand
funny?
Why you following Casey DeSantis, who is attractive, is funny?
Well,
all we do, I mean, we make DeSantis jokes all the time.
Yeah.
People call you MAGA Streeble.
I know. I just don't, I mean, it's, I follow a lot of people on Twitter. It's not just Casey DeSantis. I follow liberals. I follow conservatives. I follow people all
you
over follow the
why you follow hot wives.
Well, who doesn't?
That's what this is.
Yeah.
You accidentally were lurking on. That's funny.
Oh, okay. I don't think I was accidentally lurking on Twitter. I'm just like, oh, Casey DeSantis. Yeah.
No, usually you cover your tracks better than this.
Well,
usually you
things.
Don't let yourself
well,
slip like
something
this.
Something like this, like,
the
oh,
first lady
he's
of
just,
Florida.
He's just
Jack.
Following politicians and politics.
So, all right, I've heard back from Process.
Okay.
He goes, no, but if he does it again, he's out of the bleeping league next year. Officially, there will be a fine of $20. I'm not taking a vote, and it'll be very clear.
That's fine.
Process, do you realize you can't collect some $20? Process, do you realize? And by the way, Process, you're the worst team. Every year you have
Every
the worst
year
team.
He does, yes.
You have the worst team. Nick Valvano, better teams than you. Streeple's not even worried. He sets his lineup at 9 a.m. He better teams than you. Yeah. Every single year, okay? I don't need to hear from him. Oh, it'll be a $20 fine.
Fine.
Like, I mean, what are you doing? Like, Streeple's going to hand you a $20 bill that you arbitrarily just bring up.
What
are we doing?
He'd want to Venmo. Actually, I'm surprised that we were able to Venmo Process since he was so against Venmo last year.
But I mean, Casey DeSantis.
But I did. But I also knew that Gavin Newsom's ex-wife was Donald Trump Jr.'s current
girlfriend. Do you follow her? Usually you're very secretive.
She's like too Fox Newsy.
Gotcha.
For me, so she's like actually on Fox News, so I don't follow her. But I mean, I don't know.
We should go through your follows.
She seemed nice. I don't know.
You follow LMPD?
Yeah.
You follow Uncle? Don't. Yeah.
What's wrong? Yeah, because there's stuff happening in Louisville. Like, what if there's like,
oh, they think
like there's like something going on? Yeah.
You do work in the South End. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I don't want to have a South End panel like Billy Reid did. I'm kidding.
I also follow like the Archdiocese of Louisville. I follow a lot of stuff.
I love this.
I follow, like,
you follow Michelle at BBN _ Wildcats _.
Yeah.
Jack, I love the _ at the
end.
Yeah,
double underscores.
Oh, you do follow Max Duffy.
Yeah, I follow Max Duffy.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, you have to follow your enemies.
Yeah, I follow Jeff Goodman, too. I don't strictly care for Jeff Goodman, but I follow him.
You follow him.
Yeah, yeah.
You
absolutely.
Follow Casey and Ron DeSantis.
Yeah. He could be running for president.
Kelly Kraft. I'm not seeing any liberals here. I'm seeing more.
I'm following the president.
I'm seeing a lot of. Who's Greg Gutfeld? He's a writer.
Yeah.
Greg Gutfeld.
I know. Why are y'all going through my
who's
follows?
Greg
y'all going through
it's
my...
all right wing stuff in Louisville.
It's not right wing stuff.
What's going on here? Jamie Shaw, that guy, he won't ever hit his back.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that guy. He does quote
follow,
the Lord every
Andy
every
year. I follow Adam Edlin, who is a liberal.
Kid Rock.
Yeah, of course. Yes, I went to a Kid Rock concert. Adam Edlin, who is a
really, I never heard that you went to a Kid Rock.
Did you really?
Politician. Yeah,
you did. You went there.
Yeah, I did go there. Yeah.
You follow Antonio Reeves. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Leonard Miller. You still follow Leonard Miller?
I can't believe I still follow.
You might
want to.
Yeah, you can just hit that unfollow if you want.
I'm not worried about Leonard Miller anymore.
Oh, goodness. 437-9680.
He's in the G League.
Is the UPS Jobs text line. I saw Rummage tweet out that Trenton Flowers, 2014 five-star, is going to be at Midnight Madness, it looks like, that weekend.
Okay.
And I've been trying to find out, does anyone have, I'm asking, a running list of who is going to be in town that weekend? Like, I'm genuinely interested. We have talked about Kenny Payne recruiting so damn much that we're now, we're under, solidly under a month away. Tickets on sale to Louisville Live. And I'm wondering if I'm missing, like, an official list. Like, to me, do we not have that? That's what I'm asking.
Well, I reached out specifically about Aaron Bradshaw.
Okay,
well, I haven't heard back.
Well, no, I'm interested in Bradshaw. I'm interested in DJ Wagner.
Obviously.
To me, I'm almost more interested. AJ Johnson's 2023, right?
Yes. 2023, yeah.
And then the 2024 class. But no, I mean, I got to be honest. Like, some of you, I have moved on.
from
Louisville and DJ Wagner and Aaron Bradshaw. Now, if they were to arrive, that would create a complete freak show
would
change. But, I mean, I don't know, like Trenton Flowers, like, that was put out there. By the way, Rummage in Florida. Rummage, leave.
You got to get out
Rummage,
now.
Get out of there.
The Ian's coming.
He's like, no, it's a happy kingdom. I'm like, get out of the. Is
no.
it the happy and
change
the magic kingdom?
It's the magic kingdom. It's the magic kingdom.
Justin Jeffries joins us.
From the magic kingdom.
Rummage is truly a native.
They called him the happy kingdom. That was the offensive lineman house at Kentucky when he was there.
Not anymore.
Not anymore,
not
though.
This year.
Not anymore. Double J, good afternoon, sir.
What's going on, fellas? It's been a while.
I know. What have you been doing? Lifting some seed or something? What have you been doing? Come on. Give us a manly story. You doing something manly.
So I switched jobs. So now I work for a chemical company, and I farm too. So
okay.
So I've been traveling a little bit more. I was in Phoenix a couple weeks ago. That was fire.
Nice.
Literally, it was hot as crap. And then I'm going to Atlanta this weekend for a Black Farm event. So how about that? How about that?
Look at you.
Oh, very good. That's awesome.
Little Atlanta. There
yeah,
we go.
ATL.
Thought you might be down there at Ole Miss. You know? Who knows?
You know what? I should be, but I'm getting paid for this one. I wouldn't be getting paid if I went to Ole Miss.
No, you would just lose money.
Yeah,
you would just
copious amounts of money if I went to Ole Miss.
Hotels, beers, food.
Well, let's start here, Justin. I mean, what do we? I don't know. Is it as bad as gas bags like me think it is? The offensive line right now. Let's start there. What do you think?
Me and Strebel texted back and forth, and, you know, I said, you know, the O-line is legit killing me because you have all these pieces around that we haven't had for years and years and years, and you finally get what we want. And the offensive line is what's holding us back. And I really do. I think it's as bad as it is. I think the defensive coordinators, and I've talked about it before, you know, when you're playing these smaller schools, they gotta trick you to beat you sometimes. But that's not always been the case. You know, I've seen Flax get beat man-to-man. I've seen Eli Cox get beat mano-a-mano, Horsey getting beat by Northern Illinois guys. That's got to be weighing on the mind of Stoops, and it's weighing on the mind of me. If it wasn't for the second half of Florida, you know, we'd really be digging in their butts, you know, about how bad they've been.
I don't know. People are always weird. Like you mentioned, you know, Eli Cox and Flax, and Flax has had some issues. I mean, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
And when you mentioned Northern Illinois, I mean, they had problems week one, Youngstown State. I mean, Mark Stoops, I mean, he shuffled his entire offensive line going into Florida. I mean, he booted everything that they had decided going into the season. So you know what he thought of it. Which side, which guy, whatever you're feeling comfortable with here, which area worries you the most about this offensive line, I guess?
For me, it's got to be the edges. I mean, the edges is what holds the width of the pocket. And, you know, we know that Will Levis, you know, has good pocket presence. He can move around. But sometimes if he gets collapsed on, he gets nervous. He gets those happy feet, and you see those errant throws. And it's always been – that's why, Andy, you're an NFL guy. That's why the left tackle makes all that money. That's where you really make your hay is with the tackles. And when they're both getting beat like that, I mean, it's just you can't do anything about it. What really worries me is the way that Stoops kind of handled it. You know, if he thought that the offensive line had some potential, I think he'd be harder on them. You know, sometimes I feel like he's kind of handling them with kid gloves because he doesn't want to, you know, depress them too much. When I was playing, Brooks would always – he would just destroy us in the meeting, in the media, in the meetings and everything like that, knowing that we had the potential. But I think, you know, if I'm, you know, playing in reverse, I think he's kind of worried about it, and he didn't want the fans and their selves to get too run down on it.
That's why I was wondering that Saturday at his comments, like Justin said, he's like, three of the five of them were on Will Levis in coverage. And I was like, what? And that's kind of what I wondered, if he's just like pampering them a little bit because they're already
That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he played bad cop for the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to play good cop. He doesn't know what to do at this point, right? I mean, come on. I mean, he has no idea. What is – when you see it, and Justin Jeffries with us here on The Take on ESPN 680 on this Tuesday, when you watch them – what can they get better at? Like, what are things where you're like, that's something that can be cleaned up in a week or two? Now, it's been 4 weeks, but this is what the Kentucky fan has to kind of rely on now as they go week to week with this team.
Well, here's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that they've seen almost every stunt, every blitz imaginable, because like I said earlier, you know, when you're playing these quote-unquote weaker opponents, they've got to do it with schemes. They got to do it with stunts. They got to do it with blitzes. So hopefully, you know, any and every blitz combination, tackle in stunt, NT stunt, you know, all that they've seen. And they can go back to the film and be like, oh, okay, that's what that looks like. Or, oh, okay, he was lined up like this, he ran this stunt. Okay, I could put that in my memory bank. When it comes to the man-on-man stuff, you know, I think you kind of are what you are. It's one of those things where you're not gonna get stronger against the bull rush in a week. You know, if you're weak against the bull rush, you're weak against the bull rush. But hopefully the scheming part of it, you know, they can really get into the film room and see what and put what they've seen in their memory bank, so that when they go to Ole Miss, when South Carolina comes to us, Mississippi State comes to us, they can be like, okay, you know, we've seen this. Now let's go back, you know, in our preparation and hopefully be able to figure that out.
Do you think Will Levis is getting frustrated, kind of quietly, maybe not so quietly? I don't know. What do you think?
Yes. No question. Yeah. No, I've got my ass chewed by Andre Woodson more than I care to explain. You know, the quarterbacks, I mean, you're supposed to keep them clean. And here's the worst part about it. When your quarterback gets sacked and it's your fault, which this didn't happen a whole lot with me, but when it's your fault and you got to go over there and you got to pick him up off the ground and he gives you that look like USOB, you know, you know you're in trouble. And I'm sure, and here's another thing, you know, he took his offensive line out to dinner, which he does every Sunday. And I'm like, man, you know, did they really deserve it this week? Did they deserve it last week? I mean,
the comments were great.
They should have bought his money, bought his meal.
Yeah, the comments. Oh, you know, the comments were on there. It was a lot. It was strong BBN.
Yeah,
it was like, get back to practice. You know, you shouldn't be. You know, you shouldn't be getting a free meal.
You should be paying for their meal, or they should be paying for your meal.
Someone said, "Have you guys ever tried Rafferty's?" I mean, that it was very Lexington. That was not Oscar Combs who said that. I mean, it was
Tom Leach.
No, it wasn't that either. Justin Jeffries with us. Okay, so C-Rod comes back. What do you think that does to all of this formula? You bring, you know, one of the better backs in the SEC, a guy that can run people over. And let's be honest, he's the number one back. Let's be honest.
Absolutely. I mean, it has to help. I mean, you're bringing back to the SEC's leading rusher. I mean, you don't lose somebody like that for four games and expect to get better. That's like losing Lamar Jackson and thinking your offense is going to get better. There's just no way to wrap your head around that. I think, you know, with him, you know, Kavassier Smoke, you know, Lavelle Wright, you know, who am I thinking of? Juton McClain. You know, I think he's been pretty decent. I know he's banged up, but he's been pretty decent. But, you know, with C-Rod, the vision that he runs with, the power that he runs with, maybe can cure some of the ill wills with the offensive line. Maybe he can juice them up a little bit. I mean, you got your dude back there in the backfield again, and you know, hey, if I don't make this block, you know, I'm getting my chewed, or he's just going to run me over along with the linebacker or with the defensive back. So I think it's definitely going to help. I'll be interested to see if he has much rust. Looking at some of the practice stuff, it seems like he's, you know, who he was before last year. So he's got to be juiced up and ready to go. I think he goes for over 100 this week.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. Justin Jeffries with us. You mentioned having to pick the quarterback up. I'm a New York Giants fan. Are you a Cowboys fan? You had the look of a Cowboys fan.
No,
the smell of
no,
a Cowboys
hell no,
fan.
Hell, absolutely. I am an adopted Titans fan. My wife's family. Okay. My wife's from Nashville. My wife's a Titans fan. I get to go to quite a few Titans events. So yeah, I'm definitely an adopted Titans fan.
All right. Well, enjoy Ryan Tannehill.
I'm ready for Malik.
But last night, Evan Neal on the right side. I mean, they just put everyone on him. They're running blitzes at him. They were confusing him. They had Micah Parsons on
him,
and then they move. Then they move Lawrence over the next play, and every single time he was just GD picking Daniel Jones up off the floor. There's my first round draft pick.
That's an awful nice feeling when you're getting dog walked like that.
It's
happened to me one time, and it was against Mississippi State in 2007, I want to say. And this guy knew my weakness, and he figured it out really early, and I couldn't stop it. And it was one of those, like, Dre, you've got 2.5 seconds and you're going to get sacked, and it's going to be from me, and I'm so sorry. And it's one of those GD, you've got to be kidding me type deals.
What was your weakness?
So when I was younger, I would overset a lot. So the inside move, the spin move, that got me, and he hit me with it one time, and he said, "Oh, I figured it out," like straight in my face. And I was like, "You son of a gun." And he did. And he hit it with me every other pass rush, and it was awful.
If you were, okay, so you may not remember this. Jason Peters, who played in the game last night, he's like 41, and he played well. And he's like in his 40s. And he played, he was a starter for the Eagles back in the day. And the Giants had a pass rusher named O.C. Umenyora.
Oh, yeah, I remember
O.C.
Who was great. I loved O.C. And O.C., he got like 6 sacks in a game, and it was all on Peters. And he was just running around Peters. And I think the Eagle coaches just left him out there.
It's like,
Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football. It wasn't Sunday at 1 o'clock when there's 9 other games going on. It was one where everybody had to see it.
It's like you just sit in your mistakes and you get beat up the entire game.
And the thing is, the guy's like a great player who is still playing well. He's like 41 years old. That was just one of his it's his worst night ever.
Yeah.
He just happened to be on like Monday Night Football. Hey, before we get Jeffries out of here, I want to play, listen, if you can hear this, I want to play about 30 seconds of Stoops. He was asked about Keontae Goodwin, the freshman, the offensive lineman. Here's what Stoops said yesterday.
He's a really good young man that's working really hard, that's working his way in the shape that, you know, I believe will be a very good player. When that is, we don't need to we don't need to rush people, you know. It's look at, you know, guys that have been here. I mean, they blow up as a fourth-year player, a fifth-year player. You just never know. Some guys are ready to go early. Not many are. You know, it's a hard game to play. It's a hard position to play. He'll be good in the right time.
Okay, so what do we do? I mean, I think that's pretty even-keeled. I can understand the multiple reactions, though, that is receiving, especially the offensive line being a question mark. I never thought Goodwin would play real snaps too much this year. Right. I thought he would play in some other games. What do you make of that? Anything?
You know, I like that. I'm not going to lie. You know, I know him being, you know, so highly touted coming out of high school, but, man, the offensive line is not the spot where you just want to throw somebody in when they're not ready, especially left tackle. You know, I did not redshirt my freshman year. I got some meaningful snaps my freshman year, and I was not ready. And I wish I could have redshirted, to be completely honest. But with Keontae, I've seen guys – play or coaches play, especially offensive linemen, like I said, too early, and it ruins them. You know, it ruins their confidence. They get hurt. You know, especially, you know, it's a small car crash. I know that's you know, everybody here. But, I mean, you can legitimately get hurt if he's not ready, especially strength-wise. So keep him on the bench. Keep him there if we need him. I wish we could have got him in a little bit more during these pup games, but I like what they're doing. You don't want to crush him.
No, I didn't think it was a big deal. He was just asking, you know, if they were better at the offensive line, nobody would care. They would think, no, this is great. He gets to sit behind and then list all the players on the offensive line that you like. It's what you said is the key. It's what I said yesterday, Double J, and it's like we are conditioned for Mark Stoops teams to look a certain way, play a certain way, and have a philosophy a certain way, and that's been their identity, and he has updated that identity, but we didn't think it was going to completely flip, right? I mean, last year they were a running football team. I mean Will Levis had pedestrian stats
in
SEC games, and now it's like I expect him to throw for 320 yards and 3 touchdowns, and everything he does, we're analyzing Kentucky at a totally different way, and their normal strength is their weakness, and their normal weaknesses are their strengths, and Kentucky fans don't know what the hell to do, and I don't know what the hell to do.
I have no idea.
Mark Stoops doesn't know what to do.
No.
He's stunned. He's had to shuffle his line a couple times. He's being asked questions about Keontae Goodwin, a true freshman playing who hasn't played. They're going to throw him in
Oxford
now that the SEC is starting.
Hey, the SEC's here.
You have Tennessee and at Ole Miss.
Mississippi State.
And Georgia in a couple weeks.
Great defensive line. Yeah, Block them.
Georgia in a couple weeks. Let's throw the freshman in there. But it's like, I don't know. I mean, Goodwin will look great next year at Michigan State. And we all know that. So,
That's what I've been hearing, man.
I'm kidding.
It would not surprise me nowadays, but surely he'll fit in it. learn a little bit and get some snaps next year.
All right, brother. Take care. We appreciate it. Take care, man.
Appreciate it, guys. See you
later, Justin.
All right, there we go. Justin Jeffries with us here on this Tuesday. I almost said a Wednesday. It's too bad it's not a Wednesday.
Too bad it's not a Wednesday.
It'd be fantastic if it was.
It would be great.
Ugh.
Closer to the weekend. But no, it's always good catching up with Justin Jeffries. And look.
Is it? I mean, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought are we feuding with him? We should feud with him now.
Why? Oh, no.
No, it's feud with Jeffries.
Well,
I don't know.
Why?
I wonder if he's going to be up there in that Mississippi State game. I'm not feeling it.
I don't know.
I'm not feeling like.
I don't think he's been to a game yet.
Oh, boy.
I don't think so. I'll ask him. I know he wasn't there because they haven't had a good home game here. He told me. He's like, no, I'm not going to any of these home games until it's SEC. He's like, no bum games.
No bum bumps.
No bum bumps. Yeah, he
just said
bum
games. You know what I appreciate?
Did he say bum bump? Or?
No, you said bum games. He's like, I'm not wasting my Saturday watching Miami of Ohio. I was like, I get it. He'd rather be in the country club. So I would too. I would too, Justin. I'd rather be at the country club as
would
well.
Would you?
Yeah, I just,
okay.
I'm not a member of any country. I've been to a
You're
couple.
Not.
I've been to a couple of them.
You're not, really?
Yeah, the state with you to a couple of them. I've been to another one, but yeah.
Was Standard where you yelled at the little girl, Jack, in a fury of rage?
Yeah, it was
the 8-year-old.
Yeah, setting up the remote. Just, hey, Jack!
I'm working!
Get out of here!
I'm working!
Yeah, it was like day 2 of the internship.
I'm setting up a remote for Jason Alexander.
He was really he's really worried about that first impression.
You damn right he was.
Yes.
Yeah. He had a sweater on.
Oh, nice.
He did. I think he had a sweater on.
You have a sweater?
It was hot outside.
I think I was wearing a collared shirt. I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah. I can't remember. Let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll take a break. We'll get into a weird Wednesday. We have a couple different pieces of sound that we have to play for you. Malik running the football. What does it mean? They're doing more of it. One of the one things that I don't know why they didn't do week 1.
Satterfield blamed himself, Andy.
Yeah,
that's all we need to know.
That's all we need
to
know.
He blamed himself.
And we blamed him, too.
Yes, everyone
so
else
now,
blamed
now,
him.
Now, you ain't got to blame yourself. We are already here. We've already done it for you.
Yes.
So more blaming. We'll do it next on The Take on a Tuesday.
Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That would be like, I don't know, I hate bacon. I don't know. What would be
bacon isn't kosher.
Since when do you care about that?
I love bacon cheeseburgers.
And James Strebel.
I just love him go, hey, bacon's not kosher, and then the next breath, I love bacon cheeseburgers.
Who doesn't?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, a big thank you. You know, it's a Tuesday. Thank you to Tommy and Company at Delivery.com, bringing some lunch to the station today. We had Gustavo's.
Ooh.
It's fantastic. So Jack dive in there.
Did you, Jack?
He's ready to go. How about that?
Yeah, had a little.
Even Maven waited around a few minutes.
Oh, yeah, had a little fajita without any rice or tortilla. It was nice.
So you say the inside of the fajita?
Well, no, it was
a bowl.
It was
in a bowl.
Yeah,
okay.
You know,
I like
yeah,
those bowls.
So I had,
you like
had
that bowl?
Steak,
I like bowls.
Some cheese, sour cream, tomato,
you're good to
guacamole.
Go.
You eat those peppers too? Those
I'm not
peppers?
A pepper guy. I'm not a pepper guy.
Oh, he's not a pepper
not
guy.
A pepper guy.
Peppers.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like peppers.
I did put some onion in there though. It was good. It was really good. What, you got a problem with onion?
No, I like it. I like onions and peppers.
You have a passion for onion, I think.
Yeah, onion man.
Anyway, locally, hey, let me finish the read, then we can dive into to Jack's onion fetish. Locallyownedelivery.com, they bring the restaurant to you. It's perfect for your next work, meeting, lunch, dinner, tailgate, whatever it may be. Use the promo code ORDERNOW. Order now for $10 off your next order, delivery.com. Plus, right now, they're hiring delivery drivers. Get paid per delivery. Keep your own tips as well. If you're a restaurant looking to grow your business with food delivery, it's delivery.com, your neighborhood delivered. So we appreciate Tommy and company hooking us up there. Okay, so a couple different things that I want to dive into here. Jack, we have some sound.
Yes. Did you want to do Vitality real quick?
Oh, yeah. We could do Vitality. No, you're right. No, sorry. I'm going to forget that.
We talked about it during the break. Yeah.
Well, we literally just talked about it during the break. Well, I was getting ready to pivot to, like, Diener sound.
Because there's a lot of highlighted things.
Aikman swiping IU football. Yes. Like, that's what I was getting ready to do. Yes. But Jack lost weight, and he ate. Like, he had Gustavo's, and you noticed he he didn't eat bad.
Right. I didn't have the quesadilla. I only had a couple of chips and queso.
So go ahead, take
Instead
it away.
Instead of the quesadilla, I enjoyed my Vegeta Bowl, and that's all thanks to Vitality Weight Loss and Wellness Self. Safe, effective weight loss tailored for your body. I did the program, lost 85 pounds on it, 18 pounds in the first week, and developed healthy eating habits like what I did with Gustavo's today is a perfect example of that. And here's the best part. I wasn't hungry while on the program. I was able to take supplements, had a personalized food list that was all based off of what I needed, what my body was deficient in, and it showed me how to kickstart my metabolism and be able to get myself going on that standpoint. If you need to lose a lot of weight like I did.
Your metabolism had never been jump-started.
So
it was really just a start.
It wasn't a jump start. Yeah, the copy point says kickstart. I should probably just change it to.
The guy's like, this is the first time your metabolism.
Your body's like, what the hell?
Your body doesn't know what's going on right now, Jack.
You know what it was like? And of course I'm going to tie back to this, but in
Big Ten basketball.
No. There's a Family Guy episode.
Of course. Oh, yes, there it is.
Where Peter goes and plays baseball, and he does like a Red Sox fantasy camp, and he hits a little dribbler back to the mound, and he starts to try to run to first base. And it cuts inside to his body, and he goes, what the hell is this man trying to do? He just downed a hot dog 2 seconds ago. And you know what? That was me for 23 years, but no longer because of Vitality Weight Loss and Wellness. Whether you need to lose 85 pounds like I did, or you need to lose 10 to 20 pounds as well, they can help you with whatever you need to do to get rid of that stingy fat that's been stuck there for quite literally 2 decades in my case. But don't forget the Jack Grossman special. You can get your initial assessment, just a 15-minute hand scan there to figure out what they can do to help you either start or kickstart your metabolism and get you into a healthier place. So for more info, go to vitalityweight.com and check out that Jack Grossman special. Again, vitalityweight.com, vitalityweight.com. And tell me ESPN Louisville sent you.
All right, so we have a bunch of sound here. I'm looking at this Issel thing.
Issel?
We have two Issel sounds. Jack, I don't know what to do with them. We have Diener's Dream. We got to get to that at some point. We got Diener's Dream. Well, Jack, I mean, I don't know. Listen, 5 o'clock hour, you're going to have to listen to me yell and scream about Penny Hardaway again.
Yeah.
But listen, it's either – I mean, I have sound on here. I have – Do you know who Michael Sheen is?
Michael Sheen? No.
He's an actor. I'm not surprised.
Oh, okay, wait, hold a second. Okay, is he? I think I know who he did. I think he played General Zod in Man of Steel, the newer Superman movie. I think that's him.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Okay,
I got to be honest.
I got to look that up now.
Okay, so I'm on his Wikipedia.
Okay.
Well, Jack, do you think this is sound we play for Strieble or not? I've had this for a couple days, and I'm like, I don't know. What do we do? It's the Welsh national team, right?
I feel like this is something Strieble would
person. Okay,
I feel like this is something Strieble would make fun of.
Okay,
it's soccer.
Okay, so the actor Michael Sheen.
It's a pump up speech.
Yeah. In a pump up
ahead of the World Cup, which I guess is coming up here soon.
It's in November, right? It's like around Thanksgiving ish, sure. I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
It makes sense because soccer people I know on Twitter, like, I know in November I'm going to be disappointed. And I'm like, what are they talking about?
Yeah, what do you mean you're going to be disappointed? Yeah, I think that's it.
Well, Ants is rooting against the Americans.
He is.
We talked about
that. He wants them to lose.
Which is not shocking.
He's rooting for Italy and against the United States.
Snowden ends.
Oh,
wasn't Snowden the guy who gave away secrets?
Yeah,
WikiLeaks. Yeah, the NSA. Yeah. Yeah. He just got graded.
I almost called it WikiLeaks.
No, that was WikiLeaks. That was Julian Assange.
So Michael WikiLeaks. Sheen gave a rousing speech to the Wales soccer team ahead of the World Cup.
Okay.
I want to know what you think of this.
All right, I'm ready.
There's like 90 seconds, so I don't know how this is going to play.
Okay.
This is, okay, I'm interested. Go ahead, Jack.
I'm ready.
Close your eyes. And feel the breath on the back of your necks.
Back of your neck.
What?
Because that's every man, woman, and child in this old land standing there with you, at your back. That's the people of Wales. Your people. Feel their breath quickening with yours. Hear their blood drumming in your ears. Pounding through your heart, bursting in your chest. That's the blood of Wales. That's your blood. Red as the ancient book of dreams. Red as the rising flag of Merthyr. Red as the great wall of Gwalior. Because that's what you carry with you, boys.
Boys.
Across 64 years. Across half the span of the world. It's there. On your chest. It's there at your back. It's there at your side. Because they'll always say we're too small, too slow, too weak, too full of fear. But Amman or Hid, you sons of speed, with that red wall around us, we're still here! Come on, Red!
You know, it's out of place. I mean, that's
like Ryan Lemon at a remote on a Friday.
It's something I imagine in a movie like Braveheart. Like William Wallace is getting ready to go up against the British monarchy, and he's getting all the Scottish warriors together. He's talking about Welsh soccer, and I mean they're going to get beat. I mean, he poor guy. He loves Wales. I get it. He loves his country, but I mean, there's a little too much. I mean, come on. This is soccer here. This is soccer. This isn't. You're not fighting a war. People aren't going to die. People are going to lose their lives or their homes. It's a soccer match. In Qatar.
Well, I think a lot of people did die for this soccer match to go on.
Well,
No, they actually did die. That's the problem with it is the death and the slavery.
The building the stadiums and the horrible conditions.
Yeah, and the conditions.
Do you see what they're doing now?
They're conscripting
citizens to be like security. So they're basically just getting the citizens and they're saying you're going to be security at the World Cup and just making them do it. I don't know if they're getting paid for it or not, but they're forcing them to be security at the World Cup.
Yeah. But they also that doesn't seem safe to be like
it's
secure.
Not. No, it's not. It's not going to be. No, number one, you're right. No, you're going there
and the whole slavery
and
aspect.
The whole like we're making you do
right,
it.
Right, and that.
It's horrific. Like the World Cup. So, I'm sorry, soccer. It's horrific. What's going on at the World Cup?
I agree
is
with you.
Absolutely horrific. And
thank you for standing up. Look
I'm
at
not
you.
Standing up.
The
just,
easiest
it just,
pulpit.
It is an easy pulpit.
It's
You're
an easy
right.
pulpit
it's a very
for us
easy
to
pulpit,
stand on.
But it's one of those things where, like, when it's in your face like that, and it continues to get worse, even though, like, oh yeah, they're gonna have it. It's gonna be fine. Like, no, something bad is gonna happen when the World Cup, like. When it kicks off. I'm expecting something bad to happen there.
Well, I don't know if I'm expecting that. I think for the last several years, the bad things have happened.
And they're going to continue to happen. That's the thing. It's like, I think they're just going to continue to happen.
It's just, okay.
Yeah.
So this other piece of sound we have, it's just
intense.
What? This is what? Andy Katz? Not quite as intense. Who's he got there, Jack? Whose voice is that he's interviewing? Go ahead and play that.
All right.
All right, John, first day of real practice, even though you've been out here with the guys. What were your impressions?
It was great. You know, we have a great group. They work hard. They're very together. We have a lot of energy. At the same time, we have a lot of work to do. But it's awesome going to work with them every day, and I can't wait to get back at it tomorrow.
Whitehead not out here yet. Yeah. What's the status from being out here full?
Yeah, he's getting closer. You know, he's attacked his rehab every single day.
Who is that?
Is
that John Shire's voice?
Step by step
John Shire's
players already aren't playing. How about that?
Look at that.
How do the pieces all fit?
Whitehead's not on
that's
the
what
court?
We're figuring no. out. You know, that's what practice is all about. And I think, not to try to skip ahead too much and try to, you're of course anticipating playing games and how it all looks, but a lot of it is what our guys do every single day, earning their
I mean, he's so boring. He's boring.
I watched that, and I was like, this is the most boring thing.
I mean, at least Coach K will like, say something interesting or anyone else.
Only to be topped by Andy Katz being boring.
Yeah, can we get two more boring people together?
Are we trying to kill college basketball? I mean, Shire and Andy Katz having a conversation about anybody is killing college basketball. Jack, I don't care if that puts you in a bad spot with Rob Doster. That's what I think.
Rob Doster. Jack, I heard that about Andy Katz. I heard that, Jack.
We like him.
You're in trouble now.
He did a special column for the Almanac.
You've got to explain yourself to Jeff Goodman.
Oh, who's at IU?
He's at IU.
He's just there, so he has to just drive 90 minutes.
He's Mike Woodson. You know how like Louis like
he's there Dan more than Mike Woodson.
Like little man, like he's Mike Woodson's little man. Jeff Goodman is now.
He's Woodson's lackey.
He's Woodson's lackey.
I think I'd still. I don't know. Whose lackey would you rather be, Issel or Woodson's?
Oh, Issel's.
Oh, stop it. Yeah, but not everyone listening's just, you know.
Does it
drooling all over
Dan Issel.
I think I would be incredibly happy to be either one.
Woodson's lackey be pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
As well, though. I mean, he just
it's two very different.
You know what,
very different styles of life.
You know, yes.
Yes. One's
to say the least. To say the least, yeah. Jack. To
one's
say the least.
One's college basketball. The other one's at the Keeneland September sale.
Buying horses. One guy purchasing horses. And the other guy.
Who knows?
Trying to improve TJD's jump
Maybe
shot.
Maybe Woodson retires and when he's 70 years old, he does a podcast with Beegs about the Knicks and the Hoosiers. I don't know.
The Hoosiers.
By the way,
what a podcast.
By the way, Jack limped in after reading, and we need to talk more about this, the Almanac Field of 68 and all those guys, Doster, Goodman, you know, whatever.
Said it was very...
I need to dive into it more. I've only done it a little bit, to be quite honest. You can save that for the mixtape.
Yeah.
He said that, you know, he's... Jack has, for the first time, I think, expressed worry with Indiana basketball.
Jack?
That they don't have the outside shooters. They're essentially the same team that they were last year. But they're not. They have two star freshmen. They're not.
Right.
They have a starting guard. I saved it for on air, but I saw Jack, who has had a twinkle like Santa Claus in his eye about this year's team.
Yeah.
I saw a moment of weakness, like I've seen with you before.
Yeah.
This glimpse of weakness, and it was ugly. It was ugly.
I think I've done a good job of masking that feeling most of the summer, but I let it out a little bit today.
So what's your biggest – is it just the shooting?
Yes. You got to be able to shoot the damn ball to win games, and we don't know if they can shoot the damn ball.
Here he goes.
I think we do know.
Yes.
I think we do know. It's like UK's offensive line. It's like, no,
we kind of know what it is
I
now.
Think we know that they're going to have struggles this season.
All season long.
Yeah, that's not crazy. Like, I don't think we have to hide that any longer. Longer.
No, I think
Jack's worried, and I just this whole time. I mean, 1C player of the
year. He's been battling me about things. Yeah, I mean, he's been battling me about TJD and Oscar Sheepway and all these other things.
He's been masking it for months.
Winning the Big Ten champions, all this stuff. It's their
year. I don't know. It's like Tom Cruise tearing off his face.
There's an incredibly wide range of what Indiana basketball could do this year. That's what worries me.
It's a wide range.
Yeah, they could be a top 10 team or they could be a bubble team.
Oh, they can't. No, they can't be a bubble team.
No, if they're a bubble team, you crush them, and we should crush them if they're a bubble team.
No, you cheer for them to
to not make the tournament, then you fire Mike Woodson. Because that's what you do.
That's what I did when they year two of Archie Miller.
Because after this year, everybody's gone, and then he has no recruiting.
That's why the pressure is on Mike Woodson to take what should be a good team. That's not a perfect team that has flaws, but you should be a second weekend team, top three or four seed, and win the Big Ten, which is an absolute crap conference this year.
Wow.
Texter says, hey, Sweeney, Greg Gutfeld has the number one late night show on TV over Kimmel, Fallon, Colbert. Sorry this is late before you get all snarky and entitled liberal nude. I was driving. Don't text and drive. Bashir told me that.
Yeah, don't text and drive. Liberal nude.
Noob.
Oh, noob.
Not noob.
I thought you said nude.
You settle down. We're not talking about your Twitter account anymore.
I was like, what's liberal nude mean?
Man, did you see who's OnlyFans?
The title of the hour, liberal nude.
Did you see who's who had OnlyFans pictures?
If it's the same, did it just come out
like today?
Yeah, it's that one hurt bad. I was.
Well, who is it? Rachel
Dolezal.
Jack, Rachel, do you know who Dolezal that is?
No, but I'm intrigued.
Go ahead, Streeble.
So she for years, I don't know what I could. Okay, she identified as a black lady for years, and then it was found out that she was actually white.
Oh.
And so
take that, Jack.
Yeah,
take that. So you're a long ways away from Wisconsin basketball, aren't you?
Yeah,
you were intrigued, and now we went down the road of uncomfortable.
Her claim to fame
is her life falling apart.
That she got caught like as a white person.
So now she's on OnlyFans.
So now she's and her OnlyFans pictures got leaked. Yeah. Why she's on OnlyFans, I don't know.
To make money.
I guess, but I don't know who's paying for that.
It's not for artistic expression.
But, I mean, there's someone for everybody, I guess. Everyone has their their likes and dislikes. So there are people that like her and what she's doing on OnlyFans. I will not look or check and see, but I'm sure they're full of all kinds of things. So that's who Rachel Dolezal is, Jack.
I was wondering why she was popping up on my trending list.
She's back?
Several years. Didn't she run like an influential job, too?
I don't know if it was at the NAACP or not.
I think it was, too.
I think she had like an influential job at the NAACP, and then when that came out, it ruined her life.
Texas says, is Strebel voting for DeSantis in 2024?
I doubt it. I don't know who I'm
voting
for.
You don't live in Florida.
If
he runs for president.
Yeah, if he runs for president, I don't know. We'll see.
We're going to get the Republican and Democratic primaries. Like, we're going to get both sets fighting. Usually you get one set fighting.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're going to get both sets fighting.
Oh, because there's people out there that...
They're going to be going at each other's throats,
exactly,
man. It's going to be good stuff.
Usually they have one candidate they hone in on, and that's who they want. Like, the Democrats, Joe Biden, others are like, hell no, anybody but him right now. And then same thing, the Republicans are like, we want Trump, and hell no, we don't want Trump, and we want DeSantis. No, it's going to be a fight through these 2024 primaries, man. It's going to be interesting as hell.
Buckle up. DeSantis v. Trump. We talk about it 5 o'clock hour next.